We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm still kind of a little ticked off at baseball. And I heard Carl talking about this too, and even Randy on the midday show. They are going to need to, I don't know if it's, I don't even know how they do this, but there needs to be some sort of goodwill investment, goodwill, good faith investment toward me, the fan, when it comes to how they get me back. Whether it's, you know, and Randy used the term, you know, wine and dine me a little bit. To me, I'm soured by the greed that was displayed, number one. I don't have a lot of hope for baseball beyond next season, despite the optimism that was shown by Bob Nightingale last hour. And if you missed that, we'll replay it a little bit later on in the program. But I just, I'm not one of these people who lives under the delusion of grandeur that players and athletes care about the fans. That went out the window for me a long time ago. But when it comes to the responsibility, I talked about this too with Malcolm Jenkins, you had a responsibility to a lot more people beyond yourself when it comes to who you're serving and who your livelihood benefits. It benefits a lot of people, scouts, ticket takers. Heck, the minor leagues are basically defunct for a year. So because of that, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, man, do you realize how many people that your greed affected outside of you? But not only their greed affecting the people's livelihoods, but the one thing that I don't get from the owner's perspective is they get a real twisted way of way that they view the game, and they must not have access to the type of research that we in the radio business and those in the TV business have in terms of, number one, how their sport is consumed, and number two, who's actually doing the consuming. And a news flash to the folks who own baseball teams, don't whine to me about you not being able to afford these baseball teams and afford to run these baseball teams, because guess what? Nobody is caring about that, literally and figuratively, because the game has been in decline for years. And I say this as somebody whose first baby picture was in a baseball uniform. I've got shelves. I'm looking at them in my room inside our mobile Kia studio. It's got shelves dedicated to baseballs. I got a four-row display of autographed baseballs. And yet, that entire level and time of baseball is something that's a memory. It's not the present. The pageantry is dead. The get-back factor is dead. Baseball fans are older now than they ever have been in any realm of baseball's history. And why is that? Because of a failure to innovate, a failure to market, and this display of greed, which comes up about every 5 to 10 years. And the players got their butts handed to them in 2016 with the first with the last renegotiation. I get that. I'm sympathetic to that. And for the most part, I would say through 90% of this negotiation that they had with the owners, I was on their side until they actually told me, tell us when and where, what that actually means. Tell us when and where was, they were daring the commissioner to impose a season so they could basically say, we're going to play, but we're also going to see you in court. And that's the kind of thing that turns me off. But not just that. Think about NASCAR for a second. And let's put to the side the Bubba Wallace stuff, because that stuff to me, you know, we can go 4 hours on that whole thing, and I'm not even going to blink an eye and bat an eye at that, because I'm nauseated by some of the comments and opinions that arise as a part of that discussion. But think about just from the way that they have marketed their sport since the pandemic began. They were one of the first products to put out a virtual component, put it on their national TV partners. It looked about as real as the actual races did, and it was faster than the actual races were. You had the race drivers themselves showing, for the first time in their existence, personality. And you didn't see the canned comments. Yeah, one guy ended up saying something really bad and very reprehensible and getting himself losing his ride. That was very unfortunate and shouldn't have been tolerated, and I'm glad it wasn't. But outside of that one grave example, you saw a benefit. You saw a league embracing innovation and embracing a potentially new fan base, so that when they returned to the track, they had already benefited from some sort of bedrock. And again, the racial components involved, I will say that they have done more to grow their sport in the last 2 to 3, 4 months than baseball has done in the last 20 years. And they've done more to grow their sport in the last 4 months than they have in, I think, their entire history, with the exception of the mid-2000s when they got the broadcast deal with Fox. I remember watching that first race on Fox. Yes, it was the unfortunate death of Dale Earnhardt, but that year I had broken my arm playing basketball. And I remember it very, very vividly. It was around Valentine's Day, Daytona 500. And I just remember, man, this is going to have a big impact on NASCAR, the fact that NASCAR is on broadcast TV. And because of that, they had a nice level of prosperity. Went away after some other decisions that were made. But getting back to the original premise, that is a part of the sporting landscape that Major League Baseball could have owned. You could have had them own the weekend. You could have had them own the weekdays. If you think about how long those discussions happened, take away the feasibility of whether they were able to play or not. We were in a situation where people were thinking about having them come back in June, middle part of June, or starting games by the time they were on the 4th of July. Baseball would have been the only game in town of the major sports, and yet they messed that up. You could have had a situation like the MLS has now, where the MLS is going to have games at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm not saying that baseball necessarily is going to do that. In fact, they actually said they're going to do the exact opposite. They're going to put all their games at night, which I think is a complete misunderstanding of the way that the whole market wants. If that was baseball, I'd be scattering games all over the place, especially if there's no fans. What's there to lose? But to me, I just look at this and I say, man, they just don't know how to market. And they have this built-in headspace thinking that says, oh, well, they'll come back. They'll come back. I don't know if they're going to come back, guys, especially what's on the horizon. And the dirty secret when it comes to baseball is that most of their money, and they basically telegraphed this to you, most of their money, or at least their usable money, their cash flow, is made basically on the first day of the season when those season ticket holders put in their deposit. Because they've got themselves in a point where people will say, you know what, I'll buy a Braves full season pass. I'll go to maybe 10 games a year and I'll sell the rest and make money on the secondary ticket market. Now, you do have some people, diehards, who will fill out a Bob Carpenter scorebook and go to all 81 games. They live at the Battery. They do something else, or they're retired. But guess what? those aren't necessarily growing on trees. So their business model is broken without fans. They told that to you very, very candidly. I'm telling you right now, I don't know if those people are coming back. Now, I found it interesting what our colleague Mark Owens of Star 94 said about how they're trying to get something in the kitty with regards to entertaining people in the ballpark with or without fans from an entertainment standpoint between innings. So I found that part interesting. But the other part that I also find interesting, and this affects the Braves, this affects some of these other teams like the Cardinals who have mixed-use development facilities that are owned by the team. It's not like when these games start at the end of July that the Battery is just going to be a ghost town. Not to put a full ad out for them, but there are going to be people there. So don't, and probably those bars will be full, and those restaurants will be full. That cigar bar that's out there, the Rocky Patel one, that'll be going. So because of that, don't sit here and tell me you're not going to be making money hand over fist, because those businesses pay a pretty penny to the Braves to be there. So that's the part of it that I look at and I say, don't cry foul over the fact that you're not making any money off of ticket sales. And up until this recent spike in coronavirus cases, you had some owners, including the ones in Texas and other warm weather states, that were saying, hey, you know, we maybe be able to put in, you know, 25 to 50% of fan bases inside our seats by the time this whole thing gets going on the 23rd, 24th of July. Now that's kind of put on hold. But they could have owned the space that we're in right now. They could have been playing right now. They could have been playing a week from now. But instead, they had to wait. It was because of their greed, their lack of foresight, and in my opinion, their misunderstanding of where they are in the sports landscape. They are third. They are a decided third now behind the NFL and the NBA. You could even say they might be even fourth if you count college football, which is not necessarily professional, but is looked at and treated like a professional entity by its TV partners. I'm not saying MLS can pass it by the gains that they could make during the COVID-19 pandemic, but I'm not saying it can't.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.